standing in Eastleigh on the BBC News website. Well, now that education services in Merthyr and Monmouthshire are said to be failing, there's a total of five councils in Wales which are subject to, quote, special measures. Four more are being monitored by the School Inspection Service, ESTIN. So, has local government failed? Is it time for a full-blown review and reorganisation of local councils in Wales? That's the question I put to the former leader of the Welsh Local Government Association, independent councillor from Pembrokeshire, John Davis.
I don't believe that it is right, or indeed for the betterment of local services, that it's done by piecemeal, that it's done on the hoof, as it were, because that seems to be the case at this present time. And I think, therefore, now is the time to sit around the table, to have that mature discussion, and possibly look at a commission to look at the future layout of local services, held democratically locally.
To an outsider, looking at one of these councils in particular that's gone into special measures, Merthyr, you know, it's not even a whole parliamentary constituency, is it? I mean, can a council with that sort of population, I think it's around about 50,000, how can it possibly deliver the whole range of services?
Merthyr is actually the smallest council of the 22. Pembrokeshire, my own authority in that respect, was mentioned as a small council. Well, actually, Pembrokeshire is right in the middle as far as the size and capacity of councils go out of the 22, somewhere in the round of the ranking of 12th. So therefore, it's not just about capacity, it is actually about the whole process of devolution, the effect of devolution on how local services are delivered and indeed governed. And clearly, it is also about moving on to meeting the need of the public for public services and to reflect upon those needs in what is increasingly a changing world. And we have to do that. But I don't believe and I don't agree with the present process of doing it by shunting, by stealth, as it were, through various adverse inspections and telling us that the world has to change dramatically. I don't think that's neither feasible, it's not logical, and it's not a coherent approach. And I think the public expect a coherent approach. They want a bit of design around the future of their local services rather than finding it happening overnight. I don't, for instance, see much logic at this present time in Ceredigion, from the outskirts of Cardigan, where I actually live, even though I live in Pembrokeshire, to the outskirts of Shrewsbury, within 15 miles of Shrewsbury, being under the same jurisdiction under what would be a Mid-Wales partnership. I don't think that's conducive towards local accountability or indeed effective local services. I think we now need to look clearly at how we do it. And I understand and I do appreciate it's very difficult for the Welsh Government as far as how they can be able to afford to do this, because there's huge displacement when you reorganise, carte blanche as it were, the whole map of local provision. And clearly, I suppose affordability is the key critical issue. It was 12 months ago, and I expect that has actually accelerated, not gone away.
What about the suggestion that's been put by some that you could have, it's not a particularly nice phrase, but a quick and dirty reorganisation, as it's called, a straightforward merger of the smaller local authorities into larger neighbours without any major boundary reviews or shifts in powers and responsibilities. You know, the suggestion is Anglesey in with Gwynedd, Merthyr in with Rhondda-Cynon and Taf and so on.
The fact remains, Vaughan, that this is a hugely important part, front-facing part of public services, and it's got to be done right. And there is no reason, therefore, that we cannot, in a mature way, as stakeholders of local government, local services, sit around the table with political ministers, with our political masters, who obviously have a desire to improve services and to do it differently. We understand that in the context of devolution. As some critics would say, devolution is actually centralising a lot of power in Cardiff. Well, right, wrong or indifferent, that may well be the case. But the fact remains, you still have to deliver local services within the four quarters of Wales, or indeed even greater numbers than that. And therefore, I think you need all stakeholders around the table so that we have a clear map of how we design it, rather than do it by accident, as is happening at this present time.
And let me put you on the spot, finally. We had 8 counties under the old system and over 30 districts. We've now got 22 unitary authorities. What would be, roughly, do you think, the right number of unitary authorities to achieve what everyone wants to achieve in terms of delivery of local services?
Well, an on-the-spot answer for you, Vaughan, would be very much similar to what we have as far as reflecting the current provision of health boards. Whether they work or not is another matter, but the fact is they exist and they are key partners in the provision of some key services in the name of public services for Wales, as in health, as in social care, as in community care. So therefore, I think that would be a very good place to start, starting with that map.
Single figures.
Single figures, definitely, yes.
Former WLGA head John Davis. Well, it's the political conference season, and we kick off in Nottingham, where the Greens are gathered.